Biba Pickles, everybody.
This is my first time here, so I'm a little bit nervous. But so the theme is like lemons into lemonade. So I interpret it as turning like a bad situation into a good situation. But the first thought that I had was, oh, lemonade like urine. And so I have a story that involves both things. It's a personal story. It was my 22nd birthday, December 19th, 2012. And I walked in on my boyfriend at the time cheating on me. And I was like, oh, that's why you didn't call for my birthday. And add insult to injury, I saw him in traffic today and freaked out. So that's awesome for me, not having an anxiety attack right now. So that was terrible. And I was like, God, this is going to like ruin my birthday. This is awful. I like there's no do-overs on this. And I immediately freaked out, had my friend drive me to my house. He had been storing stuff at my house because he was in the middle of moving. So I just packed up my friend's car with all of his stuff. He had like guitars, his cello, books and stuff. And I just like went back to the house that I was over at my friend's house, and it was like, oh, you're cheating on me with his roommate. That's terrible. And so I just like threw all this stuff and I was like, oh, this is horrible. And I was like, you can have this. You store this at her house now, not my house, because if it wasn't really clear, it's done now. And just to give you like a piece of info, dude, it's done. Bye. Like, I'm going to go celebrate my birthday somehow. So I was like, this is horrible. How am I going to like make this day better? Like anything just seems like it would be like a weak gesture to make things better because I'm so preoccupied on like my distress. And I mean, to add more insult to injury, like this woman, this girl he was with was somebody that had like tormented me and harassed me throughout like my later teens. And I was like, awesome, this is great. So, I feel very grateful for having really good friends because they're all like, no, this is a mission for tonight. We're going to have an awesome time. And I'm like, all right, sure. Just try as you may. I don't believe it. And so we went on an adventure. They were like, okay, like, we're going to go to Cuesta Park. And I'm like, it's like, you know, 9:30 at night. Why are we going to a scary park where I might get stabbed to death? And they're like, no, like, we're going to, like, take you to a place that's cool. And so, like, we go there and we're, like, trudging through all these, like, bushes and stuff, like, down a ravine that's before you get to the park. And we go under a bridge and there's, like, all this graffiti and all these cool spiders. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Like, I really like this. I like cool spiders and, like, weird art that doesn't make sense to my eyes. And so we did that, and they're like, are you having fun yet? I'm like, well, I enjoy this, but this is all dead inside still. And they're like, all right, we'll try harder. And so we go back to the car, and we drive into the McDonald's parking lot, and the McDonald's that's on Madonna, since the one on Foothills no longer. So we're in that parking lot. I'm like, why are we going to McDonald's? They're like, okay, we're going to order some food and we're going to steal the trays. And I was like, why? And they're like, you'll find out. So I like go in and they order food. And like, I had been drinking in the parking lot a lot because A, it's my birthday, and B, I'm sad. So that's double alcohol going inside of me. And it's like two bottles at the same time. Let's do this. So like, I'm a little drunk, and also I have destructive. No, I'm a lot of drunk, and I have destructive tendencies, and I ask for a water cup, and I go into the bathroom, and I peed in it. That's what I did, and then I'm just, like, carrying this cup of pee, and they're like, what is that? And I was like, it's my pee, and they're like, why? And I was like, you'll find out. We both have surprises for each other tonight, okay? So we run out, and I'm like holding the cup. I don't want this to spill. And we run out with the trays, and I turn around, and I just threw it at the McDonald's. I don't know what I'm trying to prove. I just thought, yep, throw pee on it. I'm marking my territory. This is my McDonald's now. And so we steal the trays, and we go back to the Cuesta parking lot. They're like, check this out. This is really cool. And then they drive over the trays with the back wheels, and they're like, yeah, get in the car. And they start, like, driving with the trays and the emergency brake on, and we're just sliding around. And it had just rained because back then there was rain. And we're just sliding around, and I'm screaming. It's like the craziest, scariest, best ride ever. And it's called tray sliding, and teenagers do it. And so it's like we're reenacting the Fast and the Furious in this parking lot, doing dangerous car stunts. And it was so much fun. And then they're like, oh, you know what? This night's not over yet. And then we drove to Sunny Acres, which a lot of people think was an insane asylum. Nope, it was the old juvie in the 60s and before then. So we go up there, and they were like, yeah, haunted adventures. We know you like ghost stuff. And so we're like trudging around this scary area, and like this was scary as hell. We like go up to this building that was like a tiny like janitorial quarter or something that's behind the big main building. And I like put my face up to the bars to look in, and I hear, ooh, and I was like, oh Jesus. And I just like ran off. Terrified. Later, looking back, it was probably like a pigeon, and the echo made it sound like a spooky ghost moan. And that was just fun, because like I love scary things, and like at the time I was like peed my pants, even though I had no pee left in me, but I loved it. I loved that. And then they were like, no, we got to keep going. The adventure's not over yet. We got to keep going. We drive out to the back area of Cal Poly where all the ag stuff goes on. And they're like, okay, we're going to break into this private property. And I was like, oh no, but what if I get arrested? That's going to add a lot of bad things to the already bad night. They're like, no, trust me, nobody comes out here. So we like get in between this fence, and they take me to this area, and they say, okay, now go over there and look around you. Fun fact about me, I love bunny rabbits. I go out there, there's bunnies everywhere, and they're coming up to me, and I was like, this is magical! This was an awful night, and now there's bunnies everywhere, and they love me. I'm the bunny queen, and I'm wasted, so I love them way more. Oh, I'm so happy. They're the little cotton tails and thumpers everywhere. And they're like, all right, night's still not over. They're like, we know that you're mad, and so we're just going to let you get all the mad out. And so they drove me out to where the graduate is, and there was like a big abandoned mattress in the middle of the street. And they gave me a stick, and they go, yeah, just hit it as hard as you can. Think about your ex-boyfriend, your now ex-boyfriend, and then that girl he was with. Hit it as hard as you can like you would their faces. And I just start beating it and like yelling. And they're like, okay, good, good. You got it out. You got it out. You're good. But I'm drunk, and I have tendencies towards destruction. And I was like, oh no, I'm not done yet. And I take a book of matches, light on fire, and throw it at it. The whole thing catches fire. There is a giant fire outside the grad. They're like, run, you just did something wrong. And I'm laughing and having so much fun. And I get into the car, and then we like go over to our friend's house, and I get to DJ a huge music set, and I drank more. And then I look back on that night, and I reflected on that night at the time, and I said, you know, I really feel like with the help of my friends, I turned a horrid, horrid, putrid night into one of the best birthdays I think that I've ever had. And that's my story.